This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. You can see me in my, actually, I think I'm beginning to drag a little bit. I'm not sure I'm looking. The lights are bright in this studio. I'm in Tel Aviv the last 3 days. I've been in Jerusalem in a studio there, and we had nice Facebook connection. Facebook.com/DJV show. If you'd like to watch my end of the broadcast, just for the heck of it, the ladies are not on camera, but they should because they're beautiful.
Aww.
And that's Jennifer and Victoria.
So sweet. And in our pajamas, by the way.
Oh, perfect. Even better. Yay. So, yesterday, the people in North Carolina legislature there decided not to repeal that controversial bathroom bill. This is the craziest. These people are numbskulls. And the fact that all of this time has been spent on a deal that bans transgender people from using public bathrooms that don't match the sex that's on their birth certificates. Who's going to know? Is there going to be some assigned bureaucrat outside of every public washroom that wants to check your birth certificate before you go in to take a pee? This is the most ludicrous, asinine.
That's the point.
What's the point?
How many times have I said if your makeup's good enough, no one's going to ever question you, right?
If you're
Caitlyn Jenner, and I know Victoria said not everybody has had access to the type of money and surgery, and that's very true. Victoria Jenner, I put you in the family,
Victoria, right?
That Caitlyn Jenner has, but at the same time, you know.
Well, Jennifer, what am I missing here?
Who's going to question you if you're actually, like, dressing the part? I think that's the thing. It's the people that are concerned about this are the ones that are thinking or seeing, I don't know if they've had examples of it or not, or thinking they've had examples, of men going into a woman's room or men going into the girls' room at a school.
I go into women's rooms all the time. If there's
you can do whatever you want.
Women's room.
If I don't think there's anybody, if it's a single stall.
Oh, that's different.
Right. I wouldn't go
single
into a
stall,
big
totally
room.
Different.
No,
yeah,
I would
yeah,
say
yeah.
It's a single stall thing. Yeah. Anyway, so go ahead. Excuse me.
Oh, no, that was it. I mean, it's the people that are thinking that men are going to walk into a woman's room or men are going to walk into a girl's room. I think a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah,
I just wonder. My world.
My whole thing. How did this all start? Were there incidents that we just don't know about where this became a problem, or is this just someone's personal bias that started this whole thing? I mean, I know the governor of North Carolina has been really against transgender people, and I get that. But did it just start with him, or were there reports of things of sexual assault happening that we don't know about? To me, this came out of nowhere, and it became such a big deal. And I never knew the genesis.
Yeah, it cost the state a lot of money because a lot of folks who are in the movie business or in the special interests that represent technology, there are all kinds of businesses.
It's been bad for business, but how come other states, I mean, why is it just North Carolina? Was there an epidemic of transgender people doing something wrong in North Carolina? I don't get it.
Well, it came from wanting to protect, I think, the businesses in North Carolina, and that's where I don't agree. That's where I do agree with this. I mean,
what?
The social impact, you know, look, I think there's a lot of room for there's a lot of gray area, and so socially I don't even care about commenting on it. But I mean, from a business perspective, now businesses are being pressured by advocacy groups to add in additional bathrooms, to add in unisex bathrooms. I mean, to me, that when it starts becoming a business thing, then that's when I start separating myself. Because businesses, unless they're state or county or city run, have the right to do what they want to do in their place of business.
No, I agree with that. I do, yeah.
This is a serious divide, and it seems to me it is a demonstration of how divided our country is when it comes to certain things. I'm not the most liberal guy in the world. I'm not the most conservative guy in the world. I don't really care about things like this because I don't think they're going to affect me, and I don't think they're going to affect you, frankly, at least in terms of the personal side of it. Is it going to affect the state and what goes on there business-wise? Absolutely. Is it going to affect the state and what people think about it? Actually, I drove through North Carolina when Meredith and I were going to Florida a week ago today, and I didn't even think about it, frankly. I didn't think much about North Carolina at all. I may have been taking a nap. I'm not sure, but it's stuff like this that is, I mean, we have an apparent divide, and it's very serious, and it was demonstrated in the election, and it continues to be demonstrated in the news media, I think, and with some groups who want to keep, well, for whatever the reason, agitating. I find in my own wheelhouse, and this has been true of most of the failed politicians that I have known that were regional, i.e. state politicians, who may have had some power and a position in the House of Representatives or the Senate in either houses in states or in the federal government, where people now are out of a job and they're trying to create an advocacy where they can raise some money and start a nonprofit. And that's what I see happening over in Washington. Is loaded with these former staffers, former congressmen, people that have worked in government that have no place to go, and they're so used to the air, whatever it is that happens to people when they go to Washington or they become involved in politics and have some power, they don't want to let go of it. So they create things, they create businesses, they create situations. And this, to me, is a trumped-up load of garbage. And it is just another way for somebody to start a group, the advocates for LGBTQRSTUVW, or those who are anti-LBGQST. That's what it is. As far as I'm concerned, it's a load, it's a crock, it's a lot of nonsense. I respect people for their individuality. I don't go around looking at people to see if they have a penis or not. I'm not trying to figure out whether this woman has a mustache or not.
You should start.
Well, maybe I should.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, too.
No, I'm done. I've had enough of this. It's nonsense.
There was already political. A political fallout from it. I mean, Pat McCrory, who was the governor of the state when this went down, is gone. Yeah. I mean, it was a very tight election. I think it was like 5 or 6 days of recounting before he actually conceded. But there's a new Democratic governor in who tried to repeal these things, and
it didn't happen. That's the whole idea of the story now. It didn't happen. It didn't get repealed yesterday.
You know,
where does that leave the state?
I'm actually kind of interested. You know, you're in Israel, Dougie.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know, how did the Israelis tackle this kind of stuff at all? I mean, how does it turn out over there?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know, because this hasn't been...
I worked on it all night.
It hasn't been the number one thing on my mind, strangely.
Is gay marriage legal in Israel?
I don't know the answer to that either, because those things are not things that I really give a damn about. But right. I suppose I can add it. I'll make a note to myself. Note
to
self.
Can you ask someone? Because I actually am very curious about that. Yeah.
All right. And transgender issues. Okay. I know that there is a large gay population in Tel Aviv. There's a big nightlife. Tel Aviv is a very modern city. The exact opposite of Jerusalem in many respects. Jerusalem's the old city, old traditions. Tel Aviv is an international city, huge populations of people from all around the world that come here, among other things, for the nightlife. It's a hot happening. Does it sound silly for me to say it like that? However it is, it's a very active, very vibrant city that has a lot of nightlife. And a lot of gay people that come here from all over the world. So That's all I know. I'll ask the question when I get the opportunity.
I have a bit of an answer, which is very interesting. Israel recognizes all marriages, gay, straight, whatever. They recognize it all, but they do not. They don't have legalized gay marriage in Israel. They also, which is really interesting, there's a restriction that forces not only gay couples but all mixed religion heterosexual couples are not allowed to get married in Israel. They have to get married outside of the country.
Right. But so you can come here and live the lifestyle, but you can't get married here.
Exactly.
That's an interesting twist, huh?
It is.
Like, if you're a Christian and you want to marry a Jewish person in Israel, you
don't
can't
do it here.
You can't. Well, it's not legal. You can't. But they will recognize it if you get married, you know, anywhere else.
Okay. So then we'll go up to, let's see, where can we go? It's close by. Go to Cairo. And there's a lot of open-minded people there.
I was going to say, good luck with that. Enjoy
exactly.
I'd say maybe go to the Netherlands.
That's a good idea. There's no place in the Middle East you can go to get it done. I'll guarantee you that. Okay, so we're going to give away a major piece of technology in this hour. This is a Wraps wearable wristband. Say that 100 times. A Wraps wearable wristband. Actually, they're headphones that you wear on your wrist. My ears are not on my wrist, so we'll have to figure out. I'll have Victoria explain how this works in a matter of moments for all of you. You can pick different colors. I think this is basically an exercise item, is it not? When you go to the gym or you're working out or you're running or something, isn't that where this would best?
Yeah, I mean, they're just earbuds, but they happen to be very, they happen to be really good for exercise because they actually stay in your ears.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very difficult. I will say this, if somebody who wears headsets, if you're watching me on television, this is what I wear every day for 5 hours. I've tried these buds. I've tried these little things that you stick in your ear like Imus wears. I must have either small eardrums or large ones because they don't stay in. They fall
That's
out.
That's the complaint that most people have with earbuds.
I have the same problem, Dougie. And they start to hurt because then you jam them in even
Yeah,
harder,
you jam
hurt.
Them in. Yeah, it's awful. All right, so we're going to give, in the next half hour, give away a pair of these. I'll tell you what we're going to do in order to give them away in a matter of moments now. Speaking of moments, magic as they are, it's 18 after the hour with DJ V.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Throwback Thursday time musically. This is a portion of the program every hour. Not that I am not excited for every second, every moment, every hour, every day that I'm on the air. But I kind of like that. As a matter of fact, I went to a jewelry store here in Israel, not a store, but a company, and I bought... Oops, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to say that.
Ooh, you bought me jewelry?
Ivel is the name of the company, and the fellow who was our connection there read my Facebook description of who I am and what I like. And so they were playing music, doo-wop music, in this factory for me, and I was singing along with some of the employees. The music of the early 60s. It was a lot of fun we had earlier. I wish we got some video of that. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, on the radio program, Throwback Thursday brings us the top five songs from this week in 1965, starting with the number five tune from that week, the Supremes with Diana Ross, I Hear a Symphony. That I love playing this song as a disc jockey. Crank it up. This is actually, I started as a jock being paid in the fall of 65. So this is really what I was cutting my teeth on. All right, so that's number five. Number four this week in 65 belongs to the bowling alley. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's not the bowling alley. But they were named for a bowling alley somewhere in New Jersey, as a matter of fact, Victoria.
Really?
I've forgotten where it is. Yeah, northern New Jersey somewhere. Mawa or one of those northern New Jersey. You know where Mawa is?
I do.
Yeah, not a big place, but it's...
No.
I think it's the home of the Four Seasons. Let's hang on. Number four from this week in 1965. Crank it up, Kara. This is a good place. I could never talk over the songs when I was a jock. Ever. Frankie Valli's real name is about five more syllables than Valli. I can't remember his Valenciola. Somebody will joke. I can actually Google that myself, but I don't have connection here in the studio at the moment, the internet. So while we're looking that up, we'll go to the number three tune from this week in 1965. First big hit for James Brown. I feel good. James Brown and the Famous Flames. I knew that I love this. The movement when you dance is sort of. What was it that Michael Jackson used to do backwards when he danced? What they call it?
The
moonwalk. Right. I think the moonwalk actually started with James Brown in this song.
Oh, I'm sure he borrowed heavily from James Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Okay, number two during this week in 1965 in the top five league belonged to the Dave Clark Five, Over and Over, also their first number one song. On its way to number one this week in 65, in fact. He's going to be mine. This is a dance song. Ran over again. This dance is going to be a drag. Oh, my God. That's silly stuff. Okay. Are we ready for number one?
Yes.
Everybody's ready for number one. This is from the Book of Ecclesiastes. And that's how it's represented. I want to say Capitol Records, red label, black writing on the label. So it's 2 minutes and 37 seconds, isn't it? They're close to that. Kara, how long is this song? You say?
Longer than 3 minutes.
Is it? You got to have a long version. There was a short version the disc jockeys played. There was an album version of a lot of songs. I'm not kidding here. Album version and a short version for the radio. So the short version of the radio is the one I played. Well, turn. Go ahead. What'd you say,
this
Jen?
One is 350, but yeah, I mean, that's why everything is basically the radio version now. They don't make the long version anymore. Everything's just 2.5 minutes.
Yep, right. That was it then. And it really bothered me. Like songs like Tavares' Seven is Missing an Angel is actually an 8-minute song. They ruined it by making it 350. All right, top five songs from 65 in this week, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people ask me about the relationship between children and pets. I'm a firm believer that pets and children are the perfect relationship. First of all, they're just the right size for each other in many of the cases. Brand new studies indicate that children that grow up with either dogs or cats grow up much more stable than kids that don't. And there are many reasons for that. There's a lot of pressures put on kids when they're going to school. You know, peer pressure, mom and dad get better grades. The teacher says, make sure you show up more often, do your homework. The kids are yelling at you. You know, you're fat, you're skinny, you're not fast enough. The bottom line is, the only thing in a child's life that is not trying to change them in any way and just accepts them for what they are, dirty hands and all, is their dog or cat. New studies actually say that children learn to read better if they have the opportunity to read to dogs or cats because they're non-judgmental in the type of reading they're doing and how the child is doing it. So we're going to have in the future a whole new relationship, kids and pets. It can be no better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
At 34 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with our 4 days of, well, actually, no, 5 days. I'm only like, this is a 4 day work week for me. Tomorrow at this time, I'll be on a plane on my way back to the East Coast. So the ladies will be in charge tomorrow, and they'll be giving away some things as well. Our Christmas presents to you. Today, our Christmas present is a very interesting wristband, wearable wristband and headphone combination. Now, how to figure that out? I guess you would figure it out after you win it. You exercise with them very easily. You don't use traditional headphones like I got right now or what most people wear when they're on the machines, in the gym, that sort of thing. There is an expandable sort of acoustic foam in these buds that will stick in your ear. I used to wear, when I was doing television commercials, I used to have a device that was like this that I stuck in one of my ears, that in case I forgot my line, somebody would prompt me to do it.
Yeah, that's a sure. Lot of I use that when I'm on my Secret Service detail.
Are you using them for that? Good for you, Jen. All right, so anyway, that's what we have as a prize. The question that you may answer if you would like to win these, what is it, about $70 value here from us for Christmas. You can re-gift them, use them yourself, whatever you want to do with them. But they're very cool, and they're available at 888 888-
888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. If you can tell us who is opening a Caddyshack theme bar in Chicago. A well-known actor opening a Caddyshack-themed bar in Chicago. Who is that person? Identify him, and you will win these wearable wristband headphones. You can use your own imagination as to how they work, folks. 888-302-3684. Name the person who is opening a Caddyshack-themed bar in the Windy City in Chicago. 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684. We'll have that answer and the prize winner coming up later in this half hour. A lot of people at the sports desk. We have Biff. Which Biff is Biffable today? Biff. Do we want Biff Horn?
They always say that there are two Biffs are better than one, right?
Now, I've heard that. Yes, all
so
right.
So
let's
go with
that.
We can help each other. How about that?
Good. All right. Odell Beckham Jr. paying tribute to Craig Sager. This guy plays for the Giants. Not happy with the NFL because they fined him $18,000 for wearing a special Craig Sager tribute cleat over this past weekend, or cleats. Why would Sager have cleats? Why were they like a T-shirt or a jacket or one of his sport coats?
Well, because Odell Beckham designed these cleats that are very colorful, just like Craig Sager's outfits were.
Okay.
And so Odell Beckham wore the cleats in the game and then auctioned them off for Craig Sager's charity.
Yeah, they really are jerks.
They won't let the Dallas Cowboys pay tribute to the fallen officers in Dallas. I mean, they won't let Odell Beckham. I mean, $18,000, that's a big fine.
You have a lot of football players who are doing a lot of questionable, when it comes to player, even just player actions. You have a lot of players like Colin Kaepernick. You have other people who are just, I mean, forget their actions. Let's talk about the one, you know, let's talk about Michael Vick, who's killing dogs, and we've got people beating up women in elevators. I mean, you have a lot of NFL players who have bad behavior.
Creeps.
The NFL, when people actually want to do good, like Odell Beckham, who says, I'm going to do this for his foundation and to pay tribute to someone that was loved by many, many people, the NFL needs to back the heck off. And you're right, Victoria, in Dallas, they wanted to add a small patch to their uniform to show solidarity with the police officers, and the NFL said absolutely not. I mean, it's just strange. It also gets really political. I mean, they allow teams to run out on the field with the hands up, don't shoot men, you know, position, but they just
power.
It's so weird.
Well, the NFL is so money hungry, which is, I mean, they have enough of it, but they're so money hungry. You know, the Susan G. Komen, everybody wears all the pink. Well, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, obviously there's some sort of back or money deal that we don't know about.
Of course, with them, there's backdoor deals with everybody. So, worst, they're as bad as the Red Cross. Don't give money to them.
Right, absolutely. And if the NFL can't make money off of Odell Beckham's cleats, then they don't want anything to do with it. They can't make money off of the Dallas Cowboys paying tribute to the officer, so they don't want anything to do with it. The more this type of stuff comes out, the more I think that the NFL is pretty despicable, actually.
Well, we were talking earlier about the movie Despicable Me and how despicable.
That's what made me think of it.
Despicable, get it?
Yeah. It is.
I heard an interview with someone who was talking about how the NFL has done so much to try to protect their brand that they did it at all costs, sort of, you know, and that became their ultimate objective, was to actually just do anything they could to protect the NFL brand. And in doing that, they've created this weird safe space for icky people, and no one's watching anymore. It's so weird.
Yeah. All right. Another sports item here of some note. A fellow from the Houston Texans, defensive back named K.J. Dillon, got stuck with a huge dinner bill this week after a big night out with some of his teammates. They hit Pappas Brothers Steakhouse. They ate everything they could get their hands on. Imagine all these guys. There were like 20 of them. They had glasses of Hennessy Paradis Imperial. What is that? Is that very expensive
cognac.
Wine?
No, it's cognac. Yeah.
$7,700. The total bill for this kid came to $16,255 without the tip. He tweeted, "When you get left with a tab, blank, blank, blank." So he's a rookie. He's not really making that kind of money. Well, the rookies make $700,000. I think that's the opening door, isn't it? He signed a 4-year deal worth $2.7 million. included a signing
4 years and $2.7 million is not a lot when you think about like how, you know, what other football players are making.
It's enough to pay a $16,000-$17,000 bill. But if you got a credit card that has that much of a that much credit on it,
I wouldn't want to be stuck with that kind of a bill.
No, I wouldn't want to pick it up either. Thank you very much. Okay, how are we doing, Kara, on the people participating in our question? We're going to have a pause here for a moment. Do you want me to repeat it again?
Yeah, before we go to break, I think repeat it.
All right. Repeating it again is redundant. I should just say, repeating the question, who is opening a famous, very famous SNL veteran opening up a Caddyshack-themed bar in Chicago? Who is this person who is certainly very visible today, as was the case in the 70s when he got his first claim to fame on SNL? Who's opening that bar in Chicago? 888-302-3684 for the swell Christmas prize. 888-302-DOUG. In a moment, we meet Mira Marcus, who is an international relations specialist here in Tel Aviv. That's next on DJV.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems, but they're calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
All right, joining us now at 43 minutes past the hour on DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, having a chat with a lady who is associated with the city of Tel Aviv. Mira Marcus is here, the head of international relations. Hi, Mira. Welcome to our DJV program. I'm in Tel Aviv. You're in Tel Aviv, but somehow or other we didn't get together in the same room, which is okay. We can still have the same conversation. What does the head of international relations, are we talking about Tel Aviv as an international city, and you work as someone who tries to bring people here and get people to understand what a great city, the nightlife, all that sort of thing is here?
I'm actually the international spokeswoman for the city of Tel Aviv, so I work with journalists all over the world to encourage them to get to know the interesting things that are happening in Tel Aviv and report about them back home.
Okay, you can pretend we're journalists, but we aren't. We're just talking heads. But we do have, right, journalism and us, not a good soup. So we have a good audience, however, and everybody knows that I've had a very good time this week here. What are the highlights? Mm-hmm. If you're a salesperson, making your best sales pitch, why would someone in the States or anywhere, because this program is broadcast on podcasts and it's heard all around the world on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and Blog Talk Radio. So people listening in the States or elsewhere, why would they want to come to Tel Aviv?
Well, first of all, I think that a huge attraction in Tel Aviv is the weather. Right now, it's, you know, late December, and we have a sunny, pretty warm day in Tel Aviv. We have 318 average days of sunshine in Tel Aviv. So when it rains here, which is very rare, we're all very blue, but most of the days, the sunshine is out and people are, it's very much an outdoors city. People spend most of their time outdoors. And of course we have the beach. We have a long stretch of beach along all of the city of Tel Aviv, 14 kilometers of beach, actually. And there's a beach for any demand. We have a beach that's special for the LGBT community. We have a beach that's for families, so it will have more shade in a restaurant, for example. We have a beach that's for religious people that has specific days for women and specific days for men. We have a beach that's for dogs. We have a beach for surfing. So anybody who wants to find something that suits them on the beach will be able to find that in sunny Tel Aviv.
All right, so I want to go back. We were having a last half-hour conversation about lesbian, gay, bisexual community. I'm going to let Victoria and Jennifer encourage them to ask you a few questions about that, because it does seem to be something. I know there are a lot of gay people that live and come visit here. Not that it's the only reason, but there are a lot of people. Is it open-minded? Or I'll let Victoria and Jennifer kind of pursue that one.
Yeah, we were just asking, we were chatting about it because the story, one of the big stories of the day is about North Carolina and their transgender bathroom laws. And so we were just kind of debating back and forth about why we're even having this conversation. And I was just asking Doug about the friendliness of the Israelis to that community, if, and just really out of curiosity, how that type of thing is handled within the country.
Well, Tel Aviv is actually a very, very liberal city, and if it's estimated around the world that about 10% of any given population is LGBT, then in Tel Aviv it's actually estimated to be 25%. Again, only an estimation. Mainly because, as I said, Tel Aviv itself is a very liberal country, and is a very liberal city. And the cities around it in Israel might not be as liberal, so many of the people in the community feel that they want to make their home in Tel Aviv. And I think that sometimes when you walk down the street here, it seems like all the hot guys are gay, because all the guys are walking and holding hands with each other.
How it is here too.
Very,
yep.
Yes, it's a very openly gay community. And always when I'm asked, you know, where's the best gay bar and where's the famous gay hotel, I say we actually don't have like a gayborhood in Tel Aviv. It's all a very openly gay city, and all of the hotels are welcoming towards LGBT couples, and all of the restaurants and all of the beaches, although we have a specific beach that has all the rainbow flags, etc., but on any beach you'll be able to find LGBT people from the community.
Okay, let's not, we won't overdo that. It's interesting to have that point of view. A lot of American performers come here, and both in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem to perform. I think Justin Bieber, who is not, I'll keep my attitude.
We apologize for Justin Bieber. Yeah, well, no, he's technically he's Canadian, but still.
But you have lots of international and American-flavored entertainers that come here and have great success, right?
Yes, indeed. We have, I think this year Guns N' Roses are coming and Metallica are coming. And as I said, Justin Bieber are coming. And usually, it's a huge festival in Tel Aviv. We have about 50,000 people that come to shows and are usually taking place in a huge, field that's, you know, they build a stage especially for the performance. And it really is a big deal in Tel Aviv when we have an international performance.
All right, Mira, thank you. Nice to have an idea what goes on in this city. It is a fascinating. I use that word too much this week, but I really find all of the things that are here that most people don't know about worthy of conversation. So thank you, Mira Marcus, who is from the city of Tel Aviv. All right, let's get to our contest and to participants. James from Tucson, you're on with DJV. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I hope that you'll be doing even better than that after you identify the person who's opening that the Caddyshack-themed bar in Chicago. Who are we talking about?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is over. He has five brothers, and they're all working. This is a golf-themed bar in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Chicago. They have a verbal agreement to take over the space, getting everything in writing so they can start serving up drinks as quickly as possible. We're serving you up our prize today. Enjoy the wristband headphones and Merry Christmas.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Money Pit, home improvement music. In other words, the way this works, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program has a special channel on Pandora. And all it is Money Pit music like that.
And if you play over and over again?
In your house over and over and over again, everything will get fixed. And you won't need to hire a carpenter. You won't need to hire a plumber. You won't need to hire an electrician. But until that day, we have some questions. I am, I think, unfairly criticized often by my colleagues, including Mr. Kreidler, who goes out far and wide to ferret through a lot of questions that he gets from listeners. So he brings with him each week a couple of questions that we can ask that come from you, the listener. And sometimes it just happens that there are other things going on conversationally that will be helpful to you, or perhaps me.
And those questions more commonly.
Well, but the problems that I have are often the same problems that
everyone has a cow-related farm.
Exactly. Everyone wants to fix their barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, you see the disrespect I get, ladies and gentlemen. I will defer to Mr. Kreidler because it's Christmas week, and I want to wish him, because he's my pal, a Merry Christmas. And we'll also help you out. Christmas presents for a couple of listeners. That is in the help department in just a moment here.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hi, Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You hear it every weekend around the country. Go to moneypit.com to find out where it may be on a station near you. A listener named Jack moved into a home. This sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, but it's not. Doesn't he feel like that, Tommy?
A bit. Yes.
This guy, Jack, moved into a home. This house was actually built in the 20s. Mm-hmm. He's concerned that he may have lead pipes. Sir, you probably do have lead pipes. If they have them, you probably have, not lead pipes, but the old galvanized pipes, right? Weren't those? I remember we had them in
Yeah, they were probably more common in that year. But I mean, you could have a lead entry pipe. It still would be odd after all these years for you to still have it. But if you look at your main water valve, Jack, and if you wipe away the dust and the dirt, and then what I would do is I'd take like a utility knife or a file, and I'd scratch like the side of that pipe. And if you can pull away sort of the deterioration of the surface and you see a really bright, shiny, almost silver-like material there, lead's very soft, and you probably do have a lead pipe. That's what it would look like. But to your point, Doug, with galvanized, yeah, there's a lot of galvanized pipes still installed. What happens is that will close down from interior rusting. So very often you have pipes when you cut them out. You know, they may be a one-inch pipe, but there's only about a quarter inch of space left in it because the rust has pushed down to almost shut the pipe off like a clogged artery. And so in that case, those pipes have to be replaced. And the most sensible way to do that is to do all the horizontal pipes that are accessible first because they seem to rust the worst. Mm-hmm. And then the general rule of thumb is if you're doing a bathroom renovation or a kitchen renovation, or really anytime you open up a wall and see steel, get rid of it then. Don't ever cover it back up because it's only a matter of time before it's going to rust.
I can remember as a kid in the old house, we lived in, I think, the 10th oldest house in Framingham, and we one day didn't have any water. It was preceded by lots of rust and crap in the water, and then the water just stopped. And so me being the curious sort that I was, my father wasn't around, I took a pipe wrench. I was about 8 years old, and I took the pipe apart in the basement figuring I could probably figure out how to fix it. Well, I didn't figure out how to fix it, but I saw for the first time what you've just described, what happens when the water and the pipes, the contact with galvanized, it was the rust was so thick.
So when your dad came home, what did he say?
Yeah.
The hell did you do?
He said, I hire a plumber. But it was important to know what was going on in those galvanized pipes.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.